and a pen. You need to write it down or have somebody with you.
If only it was so simple. Only one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, only one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, only one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, only one and the boo boo and the billy that lono, only
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, community-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Sorry about the pause.
I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. Who are you?
I'm anonymous.
I think it's Quinn.
She's maybe 11. You're right. Maybe.
She's from Haines Falls.
Maybe.
I'm Moshi, and I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson as well.
I'm Maddie. I'm 11. I mean, 12.
Forgot your age there.
Yeah. Sorry. And I'm from Caro. Every Monday, Emily, Quinn, Antonia, Moshi, and Mamuda and I are here from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Unfortunately, Maddie and Quinn are leaving us.
I have one more show.
Yes. Well, Quinn has one more show, but today is Maddie's last show, and we're going to make a special for her.
Yay. Yeah, Maddie's moving out of the area, and Quinn's moving away for a year. But you guys are always, well, you're welcome back in a year. Yeah, and anytime you come to visit in between, and Maddie's, of course, always welcome to join us or to send in reviews from afar.
Yes, she is.
And we haven't started it yet, but we are starting a book blog that we'll share with you once it's up and live and going, that Maddie's also going to contribute to from afar, so you'll still get to hear her fabulous reviews. Well, not hear them, unless you read them out loud.
Yes. Well, it's up, but we haven't done much with it yet. We still have much to discuss, so
yes, we do.
We will conceal what it is called for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you're tricky, you might be able to find it.
Yeah.
You can guess. It's not very hard to find. I mean,
mildly. Well, yes, because it's not just .com. There's extra information.
Yes. There is extra information.
Yes. So you can try and figure it out, but probably not.
Yeah.
So we had a fun weekend. Yes. We're going to talk about books a little bit today, but we also wanted to talk about all the cool stuff we did this weekend, because it was an especially grand weekend.
Yeah.
So I know Saturday, maybe we'll start with what Quinn and Maddie did before joining the rest of us at the waterfront.
Yeah.
We went to a workshop, and then afterwards went on air to do transmission arts. And Maddie, you have to tell us what transmission arts is.
Okay. Well, transmission arts is really interesting music, but it's almost, you can call it music or you can't, it depends on what you think, but it's a bunch of like sounds, like you could have crickets and then like banging on a pot, or lots of weird like paper rustling. There's tons of different sounds you can do, and it's the art of combining them together and creating this song, like I think of it as creating a scene, like an atmosphere of something. And I don't know.
You're saying like creating a picture in your mind, like this noise,
but
it stands for a tree.
But through sounds.
Yeah, through sounds. It's all sounds. So
listening.
You may have like a part of a drum or a percussion instrument, and it makes you think of water. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I get it.
It's really interesting.
So there was this awesome lady from Montreal who came in. She was on the radio for a little bit.
Her name's
Andrea Jean, AJ, Andrea, whatever you want to call her.
Andrea Jane.
Yeah. And so she led this workshop, and for a while we talked about transmission arts and did a few exercises and stuff, and she created this awesome, musical score, but not really. Like, it's just have she want it's based on the Montreal thunderstorm that she did. So she had the different waves, like, you know, on a chart, like an earthquake chart or something, where it shows the different spikes.
She'd have a bunch of dots standing for, and then you have a key on the side standing for, like, these bunch of dots stands for AM radio, and AM radio lasts from here to there
approximately. So
approximately,
it's like,
exactly,
there was a bunch of people with us in the workshop, and after we had discussed this transmission arts in general and sounds and listening and acted exercises, we did this like improvisation on air. So it was like this big awesome thingy.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so like I actually played the radio, if that makes any sense. And like usually, oh, I play a percussion or I play clarinet. No, I played the radio. So
she took a radio and held the speaker of the radio up to the microphone, and we listened to the static and the music in between.
Yeah. Along with lots of other stuff, like bell, like the vibrations from metal things, Chinese balls, the little balls you ring that are like metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The slide flute, or
It's a slide flute.
Yeah. Which Quinn did, which was really awesome.
It kind of echoed.
Yeah.
And it kind of sounded like wind and stuff.
Coolness.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, while they were all playing radios and stuff like that, Moshi was getting fancied up for a fashion show at the waterfront as part of the Bangladeshi
Cultural Fair. Yeah. It was really fun. It at first started out kind of like awkward because like like what we were basically doing, it wasn't in order like we wanted to be, like on paper. So some people, like, I don't know, and like these singers that came from the city, they were kind of stubborn, like not to sing, and like we were paying them like $2,000 and it was just really stupid. But at the end they eventually sung, and it started out with like dances, and then there was a fashion show round, which was just for the kids. And then it was singing and dancing again.
It wasn't like a normal fashion show. It was really cool. It had like traditional Bangladeshi outfits and stuff, right?
And
it was really
music,
pretty.
Yeah, and music and everything. And then after that, there was more singing and dancing. And after that, there was another fashion show round. It was with couples, like not real couples, but just paired up couples. And that was really fun. And after that, like around dusk, like, well, there was like singing and like dancing in between, but like around dusk I was up on stage, and after that I was also up on stage. The first round was just, it's a sari round, which a sari is basically like this really, really, really long piece of fabric, and you basically wrap it around your body, but it's like the way you do it is like really cool, and I don't know how to do it. And then after that was the candle round of the girls with a sari on, and it was like really cool. Like the candles weren't real, they were fake, but it was just really cool, like how we got it like all synchronized and everything, and it was really awesome.
And there was lots of dancing and awesome Bangladeshi food, which is really, really good.
Yeah, we ate snacks basically all day.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe we should go have some more food now.
Yeah.
But I really liked the singing and the dancing.
Yeah, they were good.
I thought the guest artists that came in, everybody that performed from here was amazing. But it's especially fun, the later performer.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Hassan.
Is it Pritik?
Yeah, yeah.
But he invited all the kids to come up on stage and dance.
Yeah,
and
they were like jumping around. Really
cute. There was this like little 2-year-old boy who was like standing in the corner, and he was just like spinning in circles really, really slowly. He was so really cute.
Yeah, it was really fun, and it's an annual thing. Mm-hmm. So they were supposed to have it earlier this year, but it kind of got around late. But hopefully next year it'll be even like more amazing than this year, and it'll probably be earlier, around like the end of August.
Very cool.
Yes.
Quinn had a rough time this weekend.
Yeah.
She got a little poison ivy.
Aw.
Over my face, actually.
Ouch. So. Try not to itch it.
So while it was a great weekend, there was one downside.
Yes.
But otherwise, I'm glad the weather held out for all these festivals, yeah. too. Mm-hmm. There's also, like, Bacon Fest in town.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Yesterday, there was a Bacon Fest.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is. I didn't go to it, but that sounds pretty interesting. Okay.
I wonder what happened there, other than, obviously, like, eating bacon.
I think it's, like, a cook-off. Maybe. I've heard that people actually put bacon in cupcakes. Mm-hmm. They bake it, and... They look like normal cupcakes, but...
You bite into one and there's the bacon.
Yeah, basically.
That's quite interesting.
Now let's talk about books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has anyone been reading anything especially good recently?
Yeah, I have. Well, my book, the book that I'm going to say, it doesn't come out till October, but this is just a reading... It's like a copy of it, and it's called Zombie by Darren Shan, and it's ZOM and then a hyphen and then the letter B. I think they put the letter B because the main character in the book, his name is B. I don't know if it's a nickname because they don't really say, but it's his name is just B, and it's really weird. And well, it says for ages 12 and up, but I think a 12-year-old would probably be like horrified of this book because it's like blood and guts and mm-hmm. chewing out brains and all that disgusting beautiful stuff. And so it basically starts by, like, they say that there's zombies in Ireland and they're just attacking. Like, it doesn't say how they are. People think these like random things, like, oh, like, I don't know, they could be robots or something, or like someone could have created something. It could be like a joke. And then when they actually hit London and this village called Palaskenry, which is like, it's kind of like in the, it's just a village like in the woods and kind of ish thing. It's like the zombies attack there and it's really crazy and everything. And then it's just insane. I don't know how else to describe the book. It's just insane. And it's based, like, the guy B in this book, his father is a racist, which is very, I don't know, but is he doesn't like, he thinks the guy B, he thinks he's a racist, but it's just him like taking on his dad's side when people like talk about his dad and stuff, and he just stands up for his dad. And it's like really, like, it's really sad because he's like, he's not really that. He's not really a racist, but he just sticks up for his dad and says all these, like, yeah. And it's and his mom is like, she gets basically beaten by the father, and it's it's really sad. I'm not gonna tell you what happens to B because it's, you're just like mind blown at the end. But it's it's just crazy.
Do you know if it's part of a series or if it's just a standalone?
I think it's a standalone. It doesn't say anything about being a part of a series.
So I know Darren Shan wrote the Vampire Apprentice series that was really, the Cirque du Freak books that were really popular. So I was curious if this was a new series for him, but
yeah,
maybe not. Oh, yeah. It does. It says this is a brand new series.
Oh.
On the back. Yeah. Just noticed. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. It's very, I wouldn't think it's like, because when I first saw it, it looked pretty cool. And then when I actually looked, like, deep within the cover, there's a zombie behind. And I'm just like, the zombie looks really creepy.
They tend to do that.
Yeah, my brother got scared.
Oh, how old is he?
8.
Well, nightmares from your book cover.
He'll be 9 next month, but yeah. Cool. Which book did you bring, Quinn?
I brought a head book, which is kind of a Brown by Books way of saying that you didn't actually bring the book in front of you to look at when you're talking. You have to look at people.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rule, and you don't have a book to look at.
Yeah.
You can't look at the cover of a book that isn't there. So I brought, technically, The Dying Earth by Jack Vance. And I actually asked the shopkeeper, the bookkeeper, if he had anything like Terry Pratchett. And he said, well, there's nothing really like Terry Pratchett books, but here's an author I really like. And I got The Dying Earth and another book I haven't read yet by him. And The Dying Earth, it's 5 or 6 stories. It's 5 stories, and it's set in the Dying Earth, where the sun is huge and like red, and at any second it could go out. And so you're basically, and they know that when the sun goes out, everyone's going to die.
Yeah.
So it's
isn't it like if the sun dies, then it'll consume all the planets in the solar system or something?
I don't know. I just know that they all
supernova or something.
Yeah, something. I just know that the Earth is going to die and everyone on it, but magicians are kind of running everything, mm-hmm. and there is runes and spells and stuff, but as in real life, they say magic is things that they can't explain. So nowadays then the world has kind of fallen down. So there isn't airplanes. It's all like coaches and horses. And it's almost written in poem the way it's like, I'm going off on a quest to da 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 to slay this thing. Even though they don't actually slay anything.
Yeah.
They're just kind of doing other things.
Yeah.
But there is actual magic and runes and so forth. Mm-hmm. And it's an adult's book, which I think is kind of sad, because if you skipped a paragraph here and there and maybe you made the type a little bit bigger and switched out a really complicated word for a slightly simpler word, it would be a really great kid's book, even though it's very thought-provoking. I mean, some magicians can make people in vats, like create a person in a pot thing. And only, like, two magicians in the world can actually, like, make a soul and a mind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And one of the characters, my favorite character, and the story is about her. I think she's totally amazing. She was built in a vat, but she was built with a lack in her, like, something wrong with her brain. Mm-hmm. That whatever is beautiful to us is ugly to her. And everything that's beautiful, I mean, ugly to us, is horrible to her. So she sees no beauty and love in the world.
Oh.
And another magician's made someone who looks exactly like her. She's really, really pretty. But without the fault in her brain. And when they meet, and the one that doesn't have a fault in the brain, her name is Tezeus. Mm-hmm. No, Tezeus is the one with the fault
in
the brain.
That's a cool name. I like that.
Yeah. And then Tezane is the one without the fault in their brain. And Tezane is kind of, the world is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she's like that peppy kind of girl that's, like, always happy.
Yeah, that kind of person. Except she talks, like, I totally imagine her talking kind of dreamy.
Yeah.
And, like, being kind of, like, upbeat, but then kind of, like, out of it.
Yeah.
But Tezeus and Tezane were made in a paradise world. They meet at the very beginning of the book. But Tezane is going to Earth, and she's really excited about it, even though it's kind of, like, a horrible place, but she's never been there. And Tezane goes with this one magician, and that's the first short story. And then the second short story is Tezeus going to Earth by herself, which is a very dangerous place because there's no laws anymore, and someone could just, like, walk out of the woods and burgle you. And
oh, one question. So dead. Tezeus and Tezane were born in the world with the sun, or is the sun the world with the sun Earth?
The world with the sun is Earth.
And oh, okay. So world it's a different world where magicians are, or?
No, there's this one magician, two magicians, actually, who live in a paradise world that you can only get to, like, by getting this, like, magic spell. Mm-hmm. But then that's where these two girls were made, and several other people. But then they come back to Earth, and then the rest of the book is set in Earth. Like, the very beginning is, like, this paradise.
So does Tezeus, like, when she sees Tezane, doesn't she, like...
Well, she thinks everything is ugly, so she tried to kill Tezane at first. she actually tries to kill everything, and so she's, like, walking through paradise, like, a paradise.
Yeah.
And, like, chopping all the flowers with her sword, and then tries to kill everything. And then when she gets to Earth, she sees how much horror that already is, and she doesn't hurt anyone. Mm-hmm. But she's... the best part about her is how simple she is. And if somebody tries to burgle her and asks her, what are you doing in the middle of the woods? And she's like, this magician created me. My name is Tezeus. I'm searching for beauty and love in this world, which I haven't found any yet. And they don't really get it.
They just think she's crazy, just like, and just walks away.
Okay.
No. Well, they're trying to kidnap her at the time. So they're like, we don't have any of that. Yeah, but a lot of the stories are as thought-provoking as that one.
Oh.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So which book did you bring? Maddie?
I actually didn't bring a book because all I've been reading is the Inheritance Aragon trilogy. I mean, quadrility. I mean, whatever you call a series with four books.
Yeah, it's just like a series probably.
Yeah, but I think of series as like, I don't know, 15 books or more. Like,
the, like the Harry Potter books.
Or something. Well, those are only seven books.
But they're a lot.
Yeah. I think technically a series just means that there's some kind of order involved.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
or
I don't know. That just doesn't seem
maybe there
right.
doesn't have to be an order. But I don't know what a four book series is called.
It's a quadrility.
Quadrility.
Yep.
Quad
okay. with a D. Quadrility.
Did you just make that up? Or?
Yes, I did.
It's pretty awesome. So what's this book about?
Well, this is I talked about Aragon and the second Aragon.
Oh, well, you can't really say more.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good book. They get better as they go along. He doesn't have very much creativity in like thinking of ideas for the actual series or naming people because it's like the Lord of the Rings and the Dragon Riders of Pern combined. Yeah. But his writing gets better. But yet it's really boring at some... I don't know. But I love them. I don't know why.
You're very conflicted.
Yes. I have very conflicting feelings. But I don't know. Overall, I think I love them very much.
Yeah.
Even though... even though he doesn't have very much creativity and he writes his books way too long because there's there's not enough action in parts.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, okay, would you like a cup of tea? I'm going to give you a book so you can have this book and have a cup of tea and then I'll go talk to someone else. And I don't really care about that.
Now we're ready to fight. Like, towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You could make the book half the size and it would be much better. So...
So this weekend we're gonna be competing for Battle of the Books.
Yay! Yeah.
Wish us luck.
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's actually this weekend.
Yeah,
yep, this Saturday.
Which is crazy. I know. Yeah, it seems like it's just gone by in like 2 days or something.
Yeah. It's like feels like we just started because we're only like meeting up once a week for it.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who have never heard of the Battle of the Books because they just started listening to our show today, what can you tell them about it?
Well. Okay, so Battle of the Books is basically this trivial competition that happens every year, I believe, and
once a year
you have to bring once a year like
in
over
September.
The summer in September and you have to read 8 books over the summer and you have to memorize the book's name and the author of it, and the questions, some of the questions are like really really intense because they're probably like one little thing from the book that you have to remember, and it's like
it's a trivia contest.
Yeah, it's a trivia contest.
With the Mid-Hudson Library System.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Which is a lot of libraries.
A team for a library. Yeah. Even though it's not for
And you have to have
library.
5 people on your team.
No.
Well, you don't, but
at least.
Yeah.
One more.
You have to have... You can have one person on your team.
Oh.
It's just that you're probably going to lose.
Oh,
because
only 5 people that can actually compete at one time.
Yeah. And if you have more than that, then you have to take like a rotor thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Rotor? What's a rotor?
Sorry.
I'm just curious.
You have to switch.
Yeah, you'd have to switch around. But haft is a kind of big word. You can read one of the books if you want to. You're just only going to get the question right 1 out of 8 times.
Yeah.
You can do what you like, really.
Although I have to say, we were practicing the other day, and our participants wanted me to be one of the guessers, and I've only read 3 of the books, and I still got some right.
Yeah.
So sometimes you luck out.
And there's some questions like, oh, well, what book has a chapter titled My Trip to the Mall or something? And then you realize, wait, there's only one book that actually has chapter titles with words. Mm-hmm. So it's good to memorize like things like that and stuff.
Yeah, that's why it's always good to read a book cover to cover, even if you're not like going for competition, because you know it's like it's
you get more out of it, I guess.
Yeah. So we're out of time, unfortunately. Poo.
I will miss this muchly.
We'll miss you too, Maddie.
Yeah, we will.
Very muchly.
Come back and visit us.
Yeah.
Even if it's on the weekend, we'll do a special meetup.
Okay.
And make a special show.